This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Student Leadership News Podcast. My name is Nade, and with me, I've got only one person. Her name is Kira. Kira, how you doing?
I'm very well, Nade. How are you?
I'm really good. Kira and I just got back from working at a cafe for a little bit. It's always nice to change your workspace environment.
Yeah, it's so nice. I feel like I'm in an extra good mood today. Do you know why?
Let me guess. Is it because you bought yourself a treat today?
Okay, that's really something to get excited about, but it's not that. It's
Oh, can I have another guess?
Yeah, you'll know what it is, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it because I shared my GYG with you?
Oh, no. Oh! But that is actually, that actually made my day. I'm not even kidding, thanks.
It's the little things.
No, it's because Spotify Wrapped came out today.
True.
I love Spotify Wrapped, but...
Were you satisfied with your results?
Kinda. Like, I feel like every year I'm like, I don't feel like this is accurate in some way.
I feel that too.
Yeah, but Noah Kahan's been my number one artist for the last like 3 years. So that's
wow, you're a big fan.
Yeah, big fan. But Spotify also called me a leader. And I was like,
and that's all the confirmation
that's
I needed.
All I needed. I don't know, they have like new clubs or something this year, and apparently I'm a leader in the club, so that made me really happy.
That's amazing. Mine was a recruiter. Kira and I were actually put into the same club.
Yep, same club.
The only reason why we know this, by the way, is not because we're obsessed, is because we literally went through it like 5 minutes ago. So but we were in the actually don't remember what it was called, but the icon for it is like a little flower in a Zen pose, which I've just found hilarious.
Cloud something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something. Anyways, but I'm the leader.
if you're in that club too, welcome. It's the cool club.
16% of us apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
My top artist was Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, that does not shock me at all.
Yeah.
That's all you listen to.
I'm literally a diehard fan.
Obsessed.
Okay, I'm not a diehard fan. I didn't have like posters on my walls close. And stuff. But they were my top artist last year and I am going to see them live next year.
Yeah, that's really exciting for you.
That'll be the thing that pushes me through until April.
Yeah.
Is being able to see them live. Like, I just cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Hopefully I'll get tickets.
I'll cry.
I think you actually would cry if you didn't get tickets.
I'm actually going to have like 4 laptops and 3 phones open in front of me though.
That's I'll get on there too for you in a day.
Thank you. Just so have an extra chance, you know? Yeah. For sure. That's what I had to do with Coldplay tickets earlier this year is literally have like my laptop, my mom's laptop, brother's laptop and like 4 phones.
But you got tickets.
I did.
Yeah. So it's worth it.
It's so worth
it. So worth it.
It's just a little bit of extra effort.
Ah.
But anyway, that is where we are at the moment. That's the insight into our minds. But we thought a good way to not even wrap up the year, but still going on the train of Spotify Wrapped, wrapping up the year. Kira and I thought back to when we were leaders in school and we thought that it would, or hopefully could, be really beneficial for us to share what we struggled with as a leader at school. If we overcame it, what did we actually do to do that? And if we didn't, because we've been involved with so many leadership events, we could hopefully give advice on how you would recommend for somebody to overcome that challenge.
Yeah.
So do you have something in mind or would
I
you?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I was a student leader in primary and high school, but I grew up, Spotify said that I'm a leader and they were right.
It's confirmed.
It's confirmed. No, I'm kidding. But it was a very small country town that I grew up in. So both primary school and high school were quite small schools. So
what are we talking small though? Because my idea of small and your idea could be completely different.
Yeah, so true. I don't remember primary school, but I remember high school had 300 and something students, like 350-ish students.
From grade 7 to 12?
From grade 7 to 12.
Wow.
So I would assume primary would be less than that.
I've actually got no idea.
Yeah, neither.
I don't know.
Anyways, high school was about 350 students altogether in the whole school. So about 60 people in my grade, I believe.
Yeah.
And we really struggled in every age level for participation,
mm.
particularly at like sports days and splash carnivals. We call them splash carnivals. I'm not sure if you guys...
Instead of a swimming carnival?
Yep, we call them splash carnivals.
Because you only like sat in the pool and splash. You didn't actually swim.
There was only like genuinely, I was participating in grade 12 events from when I first entered high school in year 8.
What?
Yeah, because there was like... How does that work? There was so little people that would participate. So I would have to do all of the events in every grade level, which kind of sucks for the people that have to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I feel like that was definitely our biggest challenge as a leadership team was the participation.
Yeah.
I
feel like a lot of people struggle with that too, no matter how big or small your school is.
And obviously in a smaller school, it's like we've got less people.
Yeah.
So on a ratio, it's like less people are going to want to be involved in the first place.
Mm.
So that's what we really struggled with. And to be honest, I don't think we ever overcame that in school. It was almost a culture thing when we already got into the leadership team. People just didn't participate. It was kind of a standard that they just didn't rock up, like even to sports days or swimming carnivals. They just wouldn't even go.
Yeah, it was sort of the culture.
Yeah, 100%.
And everybody just followed that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we kind of went into our leadership year being like, okay, this is just an expectation. And we didn't even...
Yeah, it's just a thing that happens and we don't do anything about it.
So we just didn't do anything about it because it was just an expectation when we entered our leadership year. But now having worked in the leadership space for a little bit now, if I could go back and do that again, I feel like... What we were really missing was almost just like there was no enthusiasm from the leadership team about anything.
Yep.
And it was just like, we got sports day coming up. Like, these are just the people that'll do it because these are the people that always do it. But there was no enthusiasm around anything.
Right. So the leaders are kind of continuing on that standard of just minimal effort and enthusiasm.
Yeah. And I think if we had have just bought some level of enthusiasm to improve the culture in our houses, I think that would just make so much of a difference because people are actually having fun and want to be there.
Yeah.
But we just didn't bring the vibe, for lack of better words.
So how would you then, if you could go back or if somebody came to you with the exact same issue, what is something practical that you could tell them that this is going to help at least combat that just a little bit? It might be too big of a issue or too big of a culture for you to actually implement something and for that one thing to change it, but what is something that you would recommend for someone in your position?
Genuinely, like, just encouraging people. And even like,
what does that look like?
So
because in my head I've got like somebody, and I'm sure everybody listening has this person in their school or on their leadership team, and that's just like, yeah, go Blue, let's do this, yeah, you're doing so well. And okay, that's what I have in my mind for encouraging.
Not what I mean.
But I didn't.
No. Well, that too, for sure. That brings enthusiasm. But or even annoyance. Just like going up to someone personally and like thanking them for their efforts, for example, if they've contributed a good idea or maybe they've been involved with an event or like some sort of setup for a sports day or a swimming carnival, like just thanking people for even the smallest wins.
Yeah.
And if, say, someone hasn't been involved in anything and they kind of just come to the meetings, like the team meetings, don't really say or do much, don't really participate, go up and have a conversation with someone. I mean, just chat on a personal level.
Oh.
Yeah. Because like, I feel like if someone's sitting there at team meetings and they're not participating, they're not getting involved with anything, they just don't care, they don't even rock up to the day.
Yep.
Like, maybe it's just because they don't feel like they're included.
Okay. Or
they don't feel like it's a safe space to be able to show up or to make mistakes.
Yep.
And I think the way to combat that is genuinely just by going up, introducing yourself and having a genuine personal chat with them, you know?
And this is something that you don't just have to do within your leadership team. It's quite literally with anybody at your school.
Definitely, yeah.
And that flow and effect will be huge.
Yeah.
And it might not change the entire culture, but how you change a culture is all the little things adding up together in the end.
Yeah, and I think our culture genuinely was so bad that it would have been almost impossible for us to flip the culture on its head in that 1 year. So I think those small changes of making personal relationships with people, introducing ourselves, having conversations with them, like building rapport, would make a huge difference to the culture within that year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about sports carnivals specifically, something that came to mind for me, and we did it a little bit at our school. We didn't use these exact words, but trying to think of ways that you can include students who don't want to, like, quote, try hard. So silly events for either swimming, running, or athletics. But something I find that gets students involved who don't want to, like, look like tryhards or even don't want to participate in general is something that could be seen as, like, a little bit mischievous or, like, naughty or reckless in a way. So it's not, because that's not the behavior we want to encourage. But let's say you have a relay, but instead of just passing the baton, you have to, like, put a hat on someone. But it could be, like, a silly, stupid hat, and that hat has to stay on.
Yeah.
Or you've got, I don't know, you do the relay on, like, a little 2-year-old scooter. And it's not something serious. And to be honest, it's not something that people are going to be naturally good at. So everybody's on the same level, like the same starting point.
Yeah.
And then that could also be another way of getting the I'm too cool, like those kind of kids getting those involved. Kids in.
Yeah.
Especially if they do it with their friends as well.
Yeah, I love that.
And then have a little bribery.
Yeah.
A little prize at the end. Yeah. You get a bag of lollies, you get a box of chocolates, you get to have water guns for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Bring in a reward.
Definitely check with your teachers the ideas you implement. Yes,
absolutely.
It could be. Yeah. It could be something.
I was a house leader, by the way. That's why I was talking about so many sports related things. I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't mention that. I was house leader. That's why I'm like, sports teams, sports teams. Did you have anything you particularly struggled with, Nade?
Yes. I was in the main leadership team. I was the vice captain, but it was during COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. So naturally that made it really difficult.
Yeah. Being a house captain. That would have been so tough in COVID year. Not a house
captain. A vice captain.
Vice captain.
Yeah. Honestly, and our teachers could hardly help us because everybody was in the same boat of what is going on?
And like, no one's ever done that before. So you guys just like,
what do we do?
Literally.
But just before COVID entered, something that we really found difficult, and I actually only noticed after I left school and started being more involved in these leadership events, is that our meetings sucked. Like, I remember my friends reminding me that we had leadership team meeting Tuesday morning tea time, and I'd go, oh, like.
During your break?
Yes. Yeah. During the break.
Not a good start.
And no. For, not to toot my own horn, but for the vice captain to go, for the leadership meeting, that should say something.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I should be super pumped for them. And I take full responsibility. I didn't do much to change it either. But the people who were running our meetings, we didn't have a lot of directional path. So we would often just get everybody into the room and go,
let's have a chat.
Okay, so, like, what are we going to talk about? What do we do? Like, the same question every single time. And we just didn't know how to navigate meetings or how to make them useful. And I was in the same boat as you, is we just didn't do anything about it because we didn't have the tools or the guidance to do so. So if you're listening and going, oh my gosh, I hate our meetings too, I would recommend, one, bring in a snack. Because if people are giving up their lunch times, it's very, very good incentive to come along to the meetings if there's a little snack. Definitely. It's going to cost you $4 or $5. It's really not that bad.
At most.
Literally. Yep. And change who brings it in every week or nominate the same person and give them money for it, whatever works for you. And then get your team together at the start of the year and go, what is something that we want to achieve? What do we want to work on? What is, like, our main goal? So if your main goal is to change your culture of your school, you first have to identify what that is and then break it up into little bits and go, okay, hopefully this event is going to tackle this part of the culture. this event's going to tackle this. This is going to tackle this. We're going to implement this that we do every term or every few weeks. And with all those little things built together, then that'll achieve your goal.
Yeah.
And your leadership team actually has to know on what path you're on as well. Because if it's just like the people running the meetings or the captains or whoever who go, yeah, 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 we know exactly what's going on. If your entire team isn't on board, sorry.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So definitely have direction, write it down, and keep referring back to it every meeting. That repetition will make sure everybody knows what you're actually wanting to achieve.
Yeah. I love what you said about like just walking in the room and everyone's just like, so what do we do? Like,
oh,
I can relate
goodness.
To that so hard from when I was a leader. Like, just in the same room, sit down and go, okay, what next?
So,
awesome.
Cool.
I feel like that's a really common thing, but like you said,
Definitely.
It's just having that like simple like direction.
Yeah.
And getting together at the start of the year being like, what do we actually want to achieve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that it's all up to you. You can choose what you want to tackle. Maybe you just want to host more fun things and create more excitement and joy in your school. That's an awesome thing to try and achieve as a leadership team, but you have to think of ways of how you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing to note as well is, I know for me, before you become a leader, or before I became a leader, I feel like I was so used to the teachers guiding me and like pushing me along and telling me what to do. Mm. But then you get into a leadership role and it's kind of like the teachers step back a little bit, and it's because you are a leader and
yeah.
it is up to you to make these decisions and think about what you do want to achieve in that year. And it's almost, you're not used to having just being there on your own and like choosing the direction and like being a little bit more independent and not having your teachers telling you what to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great place to start. It's just by having one simple goal at the start of the year. What
Definitely.
Do we want to achieve?
Yeah. And if you need help, please ask your teachers.
Yeah.
They've been at the school for probably as long as you have, if not longer.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely have a good insight on what has happened or what could happen.
Yeah.
And it's always good to have a teacher on your side as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely.
So
all the time.
Definitely use that. Before starting to record, we as in Kira and I, got together and wrote down some questions that we often hear students ask us at the leadership events that we're a part of. And I feel like it would be really, really beneficial to go through these common questions and for us just to give quick practical advice for whoever's listening going, oh my goodness, yes, I wonder that too. Or maybe just getting new ideas. Hopefully this part is super helpful. Something that we often get students asking, and it makes me like a little bit sad when I hear it, but it's totally normal and I 100% understand it, is students often ask something on the line of, is it normal to feel like I'm not making a difference?
I think that's so relatable to so many leaders.
Yeah.
And I definitely felt like that in school.
Yeah.
Like I said, the culture was kind of at rock bottom.
Mm.
And it can feel like that. Like, what am I even doing? Yeah. Like, I'm here just ticking off these tasks and these things that I'm supposed to do. Am I actually even making a difference though?
Mm.
Yeah. And I think it's hard to notice in everyday life, but having a look at the end of the year and, well, for me anyway, and being like, hang on, there is actually so much we did here. But sometimes you're taking like these little small steps. It can be so hard to see that in the moment.
Yep.
Mm.
For sure. And I also feel like when we have this thought, it's often like an external thing that we're thinking about. Like, I can't see the difference and therefore it must not be there.
Yeah, so true.
And first piece of advice would be to get together with your team and find that goal. Like I mentioned earlier, have a plan that you work towards and something that you keep referencing back to. But also, I know that there would be people who are thinking, yeah, but my team just doesn't do that. Or my team just, they actually don't want to. And I kind of feel like I'm the only one here actually wanting to do or achieve something. So something that I feel like the one thing I did really well
yesterday
while I was a leader is getting to know people in different grades and just building a rapport and a relationship with them. This comes in handy when you want to hold events and you want to invite people to them, but also just to make you feel like you're more connected to your school and to your community, and also help those students feel like they're a part of it too. Now, you don't have to have in-depth conversations with them. You don't have to hear their whole life story. Look, maybe they want to tell you it, and that's amazing. Like, you can definitely be that person for them. But if you feel like your team's not wanting to take that drive, one, you can definitely initiate that. But also, you can do so many things, like getting to know people or choosing one thing you'd like to focus on each week that's going to make you personally a better person and a better leader, is going to make a difference.
Yeah.
To yourself and to the other people that you're surrounded by.
Even just like something as simple as complimenting someone.
Oh,
like it's so small, but over time just makes the biggest difference.
Yeah. Have you ever received a compliment from someone out of the blue and it's just stuck by you?
Definitely. And I would even go as far as saying, like, some compliments I remember still to this day.
Yep. So those little moments can have a huge impact.
Make a big difference.
For sure.
Yep.
Another question we often get, this is going back to houses and sport, is students go, oh, but my house always loses at sports events and it creates this like negative attitude. How do we change this?
I think, to give it simply, I think every house...
Do better.
Practice, no.
Train!
Look, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell you to practice and tell your team to practice if you're struggling at sports events and swimming events. I almost think look outside of that, and there's always something that your house is good at.
Yep.
Your house team is good at.
Totally agree.
And even if it is like you were saying about the silly events and the silly competitions throughout the day, even if that might be your strength, like,
great.
Embrace that. Mm. And if there's nothing like that at sports events at your school, pitch the idea. Yep. And be like, hey, can we add this little... I remember at our swimming carnivals, we had like a little almost like skit segment where each team would come up with their own skit.
Hmm.
And we'd get a few team members to participate in that. And it was almost like an, I guess, like a drama performance.
Yeah.
And we loved it. Like, we weren't the best. Yeah, at our swimming carnival in the middle of the day.
That's so weird.
Just had like a random skit segment. But some of the teams that weren't so good at that, you know, the sports and the swimming, were really good at that and they embraced it.
Yep.
Mm.
I love that. And I feel like it's so important what you said about finding your strength, because not every house can win. Like, that's just the plain facts, is that not every house can win. So if you still want to feel like you're achieving something and that your team is strong and building the team spirit, you need to find your strength.
Yes.
And that can look like so many things. Maybe yours is cheering. Maybe yours is dressing up. Maybe yours is encouraging people. Maybe yours is participation. Maybe yours is, I don't know, random props.
Yeah, could like, be anything.
Yeah. Like, one year I bought a confetti cannon for our cheering, and look, it was a mess to clean up, but we won the cheer off because we were just original in that way.
Yeah.
So we might have lost the other events, but
we did win something.
We won the cheering, and that's...
And that already lifts team spirit just that little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So find your strength. Key.
Do it.
Another question we get so much, I feel like this is probably one of the top questions we get, is what are some simple and budget-friendly ideas for fundraisers?
Yep, and that was a big thing for us at our school.
Fundraisers?
Or
budget-friendly?
Budget-friendly.
Yeah.
Because we were such a small school, often we didn't have the resources that other schools had.
Yeah.
And obviously every school is so different, but... I remember this one event we did every single year, and everyone wanted to go because free food.
Yeah.
But I think we had a few volunteers that would bring like a plate of something, like a, it was like a, what do they call them? Like a bake sale. It wasn't called that at my school, but it was something like that.
I called it a bake sale at my school.
Yeah. So it was like that. And everyone brings in a plate of food. You literally spend close to nothing because everyone else is bringing in the plates of food.
Yes.
And there's also a purpose behind it, whether you're raising money for charity of your choice. Like, there's a purpose behind it as well.
Yes, okay. But like the students are buying the baked.
Sorry, yeah, not free food. The students are buying the baked stuff. Yeah.
I was like, we're not raising any funds.
Wait a minute. We actually aren't making any profit. Yeah, no. So, but each piece would be like $2.
Yeah.
A $2 coin.
So affordable.
So affordable.
And who doesn't love to have a treat during lunchtime?
I do.
I would be on that bandwagon too.
Absolutely.
Something I found really interesting when I heard someone on our team talk about it in terms of fundraisers is if you find that money is maybe a touchy subject at your school or people just don't want to spend money or bring in their money and you've tried the, we call them free dress days. So you just wear whatever casual clothes you want. You bring in a gold coin. If those simple things aren't working or give the day a theme, everybody dresses up as that theme or that color. Even color is so simple because everybody will just have to bring one thing and then have a gold coin. If that still isn't working, you can try fundraisers that have an item or like a category that you have to bring in.
Okay.
So this mainly works more for charities, not if you're wanting to raise funds to upgrade certain parts of your school or get in a new piece of equipment or whatever. But if you're wanting to raise funds for a charity, we heard this one event where schools wanted to support homeless people during wintertime, but it was also a school who didn't really have a lot of funds just to give out freely. So what the students thought of is creating this thing they called Blanket Mountain.
Oh, okay.
And there'd been a lot of build up to it. So like they made a video to show what they're going to be doing and how the week's going to run to build a little bit of excitement, like a little trailer, I guess. And then made sure everybody knew what was happening. For example, week 3 of term 2 is Blanket Mountain week. And how it worked is they encouraged students to bring in blankets from home that they weren't using. They were old blankets, blankets that they wanted to throw away, bring them into school and just throw them in the middle of this courtyard they had at their school. It was undercover, so if the weather was not good, blankets are safe. Okay. So the students started bringing blankets and first day, just like a little speed bump kind of size. And they're like, okay, well, this is all right. Next day, a couple more people started throwing it onto the pile. And by the third or the fourth day, they were like, this is actually getting pretty big.
That is so cool.
And students were like trying to run up and climb on it and they were sliding down because the blankets were just falling off to the side.
Wow.
And by the end, they had this huge mountain of blankets and students got so much joy of seeing that progress over the week, but also being able to go home and be like, Mom, we need more blankets. And like trying to find as many resources. It almost becomes
like a competition. As like, it let's does. See how high the mountain can get.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
And that raised so many useful tools for the homeless without needing to spend a single dollar. Because it was already had.
That's so cool. I love that.
Or bringing in like cans of food.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything that you've already got at home that can be donated towards a cause. Adds a little bit of fun into it. A little bit of mystery.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm.
That's cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank wasn't my idea, but I do agree. It was very, very cool.
Yeah.
We do have one final question. And that question is, I'm a leader at my school, but I'm naturally quite shy and reserved. How can I become a more confident leader?
I really like this question. I think because, why? Well, firstly, I think, obviously, a lot of students have a goal of building more confidence.
Yeah.
But I also do think it is a bit of a myth that every single leader has to be confident and outgoing.
Yeah.
I don't think you always have to be the loudest in the room to be a leader.
Definitely not.
Everyone has their own strengths.
Yeah.
And maybe you are naturally quite shy and reserved and maybe you do want to build some confidence. But I don't think you should do nothing until you get that confidence. Because some people might use that as an excuse and be like, oh, well, I'm not very confident yet. Or like, I don't really like talking to people. So like, I just won't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's so many things you can do without actually being the loudest in the room that can really make a difference.
Yeah. Things like?
So literally things like we were talking about before. If you don't feel like getting up and speaking in public or whatever it is, literally just start by going up and having conversations with people and giving them compliments, encouragements.
Yeah.
Or there's probably so many things behind the scenes. Say if your team's running an event, Like, there's probably so many, like, setting up things or preparing things that you can do without having to be the main voice.
Yeah. The planning, the advertising, the logistics, the writing down a list of things that you need.
Exactly.
Finding out how you're going to spread the word, coming up with that idea. There are so many things.
So many. And if you are looking to build your confidence, I do think this does not happen overnight.
It definitely doesn't.
Speak from firsthand experience. I think it's just really doing those small things each day or each week that are going to progressively grow your confidence.
Yep.
And put yourself out of your comfort zone in small ways. So, for example, it doesn't even have to be necessarily going and speaking to people, because I feel like that's what we can associate with being confident is talking in front of big audiences.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily that. And so I think if you can just find small ways to get out of your comfort zone, like for me, speaking was a thing, but I would just start with, say, talking in a meeting, like literally just sharing an idea.
Yeah.
If that's out of my comfort zone, start with that.
Mm.
And then the next day I might share in front of a group. And then the next week I might share in front of the whole meeting. Like just making those progressive steps, and naturally you'll start to realize your confidence is growing.
Yeah. And if you're struggling with your confidence, something I find really, really helpful when I have those thoughts is seeing the things that you're good at and how can you do that more?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to build your confidence, often it can feel like we're just not good at anything. Or, oh, I just suck at that. Oh, I'm no good at that. And we can get all negative about it all. But if you can identify a strength or even something that just brings you joy or that makes you happy, that fulfills you. And by doing those as often as you can, whether it's at school, whether it's at home, in your friendship groups, at work, if you go to work, enhancing those strengths and building them will give you the confidence to do something outside of your comfort zone.
Definitely.
Because you'll show yourself, oh, I actually can do something good and I can do it well multiple times. So trying this thing outside of my comfort zone might not be that difficult.
Yeah.
Hopefully those tips have been helpful. Hopefully you've learned something. And look, if not, go check out your Spotify Wrapped and maybe you'll be able to learn something from that. But that is Kira and I for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you've enjoyed and thank you for joining.
It's been fun. It's been fun. Loved every second.
As always. And we look forward for you all to listen to us in the next episode.
Can't wait.
Hopefully. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.